Part of modernizing the VA's VISTA record system has been moving along the development of a virtual lifetime electronic record, or VLER, of every service member. The idea is to create a seamless, unique record for each member throughout their military career. Chief Information Officer Roger Baker says movement in that direction is moving them closer to the end goal of modernizing VISTA, but that they'll need at least a few more months.
The internal goal that I have is to announce where all that is going by the end of the year. We're going to do some internal strategy sessions. You will see some RFIs for industry to be able to provide us with further information. There are a lot of experts in the electronic health record arena and the VISTA arena that I want to hear from and I want to get their views from before we make final decisions on where we're going. But it's important that we not unduly delay. And so from that standpoint, I think taking the next 4 months, 4 or 5 months to hear from a variety of folks is important, but also putting a stake in the ground that says we need to make decisions and we need to move forward based on those decisions is a reasonable thing to do as well.
In May, an Industry Advisory Council VISTA Modernization Working Group, chaired by Ed Marr, recommended an open-source development platform to replace VISTA. But Baker says no decision has been made on whether to go forward using open source.
I thought that was it was good advice. It stimulated lots of discussions. It certainly is being incorporated into our thought processes. But, you know, as ACT-IAC knew and as the committee knew, you know, they were advisory recommendations. That's why I asked them to make certain they were public recommendations so that they would actually help stimulate the conversation. You know, we need to hear from a lot of folks in that arena before we make decisions. And that's why we've decided to go down the path of some broad internal government meetings, but then also RFIs that will provide the way for other folks in industry other than the ones that were on the ACT-IAC panel to provide us with input.
The Veterans Administration is trying to do away with the numerous codes they've been using to identify service members as they receive benefits. To that end, Baker says the VA's recent adoption of the personal identifier system the Defense Department uses for each service member has really been a game changer.
About a month and a half ago, we decided that the VA would adopt what's known as the EDIPI as a common identifier with the DOD for every individual. What's important about that is that we now have a single individual identifier that the DOD and the VA agree on for the universe of beneficiaries that we see that identifies each individual. It's one of those things that is fundamental to VLER. Without it, we couldn't do VLER. It's a tremendous scale step in getting to the point where we've got a single lifetime electronic record.
Last month, VA Secretary Eric Shinseki announced that a specific focus of the Transformation 21 Total Technology, or T4, will be to provide opportunities to small businesses, particularly veteran-owned businesses. Baker pledged that T4 will be a substantial part of the push to modernize VISTA.
The answer to that is that that's almost inevitable. It will be the primary vehicle we use for IT services, and clearly a major area of IT services for us is in the medical arena, including what we do to modernize the medical record system. So I'd say absolutely.
Meantime, a pilot project in Hampton Roads, Virginia, continues to coordinate medical record information sharing between the VA, the DOD, and the private firm MedVirginia. Baker says at least two other unnamed pilot sites will be chosen for testing before a full national rollout is made of a new records-keeping system expected sometime by 2012. I'm Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.